the teeter totter was about the only thing that we had, and swings. Dad would take a saddle rope and put a swing down in the trees, and we had wonderful times in that old swing. But that was only about the only play equipment that we had. After we got any size at all, we were usually riding. That was our main source of entertainment. If we didn't have anything to go out and ride for, we just saddle up a horse and go out and ride because we liked to ride.
Did you have anything to use in the snow in wintertime?
No. Well, a time or two, Dad fixed us a kind of a sled to drive to school. That was after the country began. We had the three families. And I remember one winter the snow was so deep. And he fixed us kind of a sled for the young ones just couldn't wade through that deep snow. And he fixed that sled for us to go to school with. But that's the only thing I remember in the wintertime. Usually we rode horseback in the wintertime, just same as we did in summer.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those weapons that boys have now with a fork and rubber bands?
No, I never seen one of those until, I think after I was married.
Did you have a gun when you were
no,
a girl?
No, we weren't allowed to have a gun. And you hear and see on the television, and it just makes me sick. About all this shooting and things like that.
Makes me think of the early days, everybody killed everybody else.
You'd think that they did. I told Hal Arvid here not very long ago. I said, honey, it isn't any more like that. It wasn't like that. Now, the only shooting that I ever knew of in my life was when and they didn't try to kill him, or they could have killed him 50 mm-hmm. times. They just thought they could scare him out. But that's the only shooting that I ever remember, and we was here a long time.
Yes, and it's the bums, people who were bums then, that are the heroes now.
That's right, and they were bums. Now, I'll tell you, Mother and Dad both knew that Masterson and Wyatt Earp. They were at Dodge when Earp was supposed to be such a hero. Why, good land, I've heard Mother talk about both of them. And Bill Tillman has been made out such a, he was my uncle, but he's been made out such a hero. Well, he was anything else but in the early day now. And it's just disgusting to hear heroes made out of men that were long, long ways from being heroes.
Mm-hmm. The heroes were the people that you don't care about.
That's right.
And they were heroes because you didn't hear
about
right.
them. Yeah, that's right. And, steady going ones that went through a whole lot of bad experiences, but there was a lot of good too. You could, when a man told you he'd do something, he did it. You didn't anymore have to. Why, I never heard tell of a man signing a note for anything until after I was married. I didn't know that a person would be, well, the fact of the business, I didn't know that people borrowed money and things like that until we worked wealthy by a long, long way. But we had what we needed, and I'm not used to it yet. Borrowing and being in debt and things like that.
Yeah, now you're supposed to be in debt.
Why, yes. You're not. There are cases now. We went in debt when we bought our place here. Things like that's all right. But there's so many things that people go in debt for that they could do without and would be better off without. But you take youngsters going to housekeeping. I don't blame them for wanting nice things. But the Lord, if they could see what we went to housekeeping with. But in the early day, well, it was just like it is now.